Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The Burt Show. Real funny.
So whenever I'm out in the wild or I'm introduced to people, a lot of the time people will have an interesting Burt story that they want to share with
God.
Me.
From what year, I could say. There are some I'd be more eager for you to share on the air than others.
It's always random and all over the place. This particular Burt story, though, is from 2011, and I think this one takes the cake. I think this is the most interesting story I've ever got.
2011. Okay. I've been in the city for a long time. We're going on 25 years here, so I've left a wake of either goodness or bad.
Depending on who you are.
Not sure.
Right. So I go, my dude introduces me to one of his partners, and they want to do like this major deal that they're working on. They want to bring me in on it. I'm like, cool. So we all get together to hang around and talk and figure it all out. Somewhere in the middle of it, he just stops and he goes, man, has Bert ever told you the story about when we were about to sign the next Eminem? That's what he says. And I go, what? No, he definitely didn't tell me this story. And I said, y'all were about to sign them together? So he says, yeah, this was in 2011. You got to ask Bert if he remembers this. I said, okay, I will do. And then he started pulling out pictures of you guys from 2011. And then he had some other pictures of you guys from 2014. Kristen, you were in one of the pictures. And he's showing me all of these pictures. I guess this was his way of telling me that this is legit. Like, I'm not making this up.
Were these pictures in, like, clubs and bars and stuff like that?
One of them, y'all appeared to be at, like, an event. Maybe in like, on a red carpet of some sort. And then the other one, I think y'all were in, like, a club. Like, maybe, like, in a VIP section of the club.
That could have been the Vision days. And it's no wonder why I don't remember.
No, that was BK.
Oh, yeah. So I don't know. Do you remember this at all?
No.
Me neither. I don't remember almost ever getting close to signing the next Eminem.
So this is what he tells me. He says at that time he was working on a record label, and he had, I think, 11 or 12 artists that he had under his label. And he was trying to get them all signed to a bigger deal. He was trying to be the bridge to get them the bigger deal. But there was one of the acts of the 12 that, according to him, could really, really rap. Like, he was nice. He was really good. And y'all all saw it. He saw it. You saw it, Bert. He said everybody would hear this guy and go, no, he's legit got a shot to be the next Eminem. He has what it takes. And this is around 2011. And he said he even forgot what he went by at the time, because he had a different artist name than his actual name.
Okay.
But I guess at that time, like, he was promoting him and he was getting so much traction that somehow, some way, you guys ran into each other at some point and he started presenting you with all this information.
And I was excited by this
guy. You were very excited about this guy, and you saw the vision too, and you was like, I'm all on board. I agree. And he told me, he was like, Mo, I know you do music. He's like, trust me when I tell you, this dude was good. Like, he was that good, to the point where if you heard him, you would be like, oh, he's definitely going to make it.
All right, now what? Was I just giving him, like, the business? Like, oh, yeah, this guy's great. You should definitely hit me up, man. Or were we in, like, contact with each other?
No, he said y'all were in contact with each other, so much so that you were actually reaching out to him to make sure that this dude was ready to go and that things were going to be legit. And that you were more so coming in on the marketing side of it to give him some life into his, you know, he was like, everything that they were doing, they were performing. I guess you would come in and talk about it, bring it on radio, and try to help him get a start.
Huh.
And so he was like, okay, cool. So then he said at some point, though, Bert reached out to me, and he said it was like a day where y'all was supposed to meet, and it was supposed to finalize whatever the details were of how y'all were going to go about this business. But he said when you reached out to him and you text him, he never texted you back. And he said at that point, he was so embarrassed at the fact that he didn't text you back that he just was like, man, this deal is not going to work anyway. So he's like, I never spoke to Bert since that day. But he's like, I never got to tell Bert what actually happened. So I'm like, well, I'll deliver the message for you. What actually happened?
Okay.
I did not see this coming. But he said what actually happened was literally the night that y'all was all supposed to get together to discuss the next steps in this man's career. Apparently, he had some kind of mental breakdown and he didn't know this. But so the artist, I guess, was relapsing a lot at that time. But his wife or his girlfriend at the time was hiding it from everybody, and including this guy who was trying to do the business deal. So he didn't know that this guy had this past with drugs, and sometimes he would relapse and he would go back into this place because his girlfriend was just keeping him on the straight and narrow, and he had no idea about any of this. So literally he gets a phone call the day that y'all are supposed to meet saying that this guy was seen, and it's on the news, it blew up and everything, running down the highway butt naked.
I feel like I want to look up the story online.
It was from 2011.
Okay.
It was an artist. It was in Atlanta. It was on one of the major highways, and they said that he got caught running around butt naked. It was breaking news, and that he ended up going into a mental facility. They checked him into a hospital, which then he was taken to a mental facility, and that he went to go visit him at the facility to see what happened. And so apparently what happened was he called the guy and said, yo, we got the meeting with Bert tomorrow. The artist ended up getting so excited that he celebrated. And in his celebrating, he relapsed. He went back to doing the drugs that he hadn't done. And then that's how he ended up on the highway. So when you reached out to him to say, yo, what's going on with the artist? He didn't know how to tell you this dude is in a mental facility right now because he had a drug relapse and we have no way to get him actually back into artist form. And so he just at that time never reached out to you again. And I was like, well, whatever happened? He said, the dude is fine today. Like, he lives with his girlfriend. They have a kid together and he's just living an everyday life. But he said, the last time I spoke to Bert was in 2011, and he was waiting for my text because we both thought we had discovered the next Eminem.
So he's gone all this time since 2011. We're talking about 13, 14 years or something here, thinking like he ghosted me and I'd be like upset about it.
I don't know what Bert ever thought of it, but he said he just wondered if in your travels, like, you ever said to yourself, whatever happened to that deal when we were about to sign the next Eminem, because he believed you would definitely remember.
Okay, so I want you to go back to your dude, and I want you to tell him this. I don't have one grain, not one grain of remembrance of any of what you're talking about.
That is
zero.
Insane.
No text, no calls, no dude running down the street, no business deal that me gonna market
nothing
on the radio. I remember nothing.
I'm gonna go to him today because now I'm very interested because this was like one of the highlights of this man's life. And he's telling this story like so, and I'm like, Bert's memory is here and there. I don't know if he'll remember it.
Well, if he's saying it's the highlight of his life, don't tell him I don't remember it at all.
I'm gonna tell him. He said not a grain.
I've already let Abby down this morning. I don't want to let this dude down also.
The Bert Show.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.